image of a priceless Stradivarius violin being coated in shoe polish is almost unthinkable. But that's exactly what happened to the famous Gibson Huberman Stradivarius, now owned by Joshua Bell. The violin was at one time owned by Bronislaw Huberman, a virtuoso Polish violinist who had a special double violin case to carry his two treasures, a Stradivarius and a Guarneri. In 1936, Huberman was performing in the Carnegie Hall on the Guarneri when the Stradivarius was stolen from his dressing room. It was only to reappear in 1985. How it got into the hands of the violinist Julian Altman is unclear. He may have bought it off the thief, or he might have been the thief himself. Whatever the answer, he played this violin for 48 years, freelancing and at one stage playing first chair with the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C. He took great pains to disguise the instrument, covering the 300-year-old varnish with dark shoe polish. On his deathbed, Altman instructed his wife to search inside the hidden pocket of his violin case for important documents. The documents were newspaper clippings concerning the theft. After his death, Altman's wife handed in the violin to Lloyd's Insurance, and she was paid a significant finder's fee. The instrument then underwent a 9-month restoration by violin experts J&A Beer Limited. They described it as being like taking dirt off the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. The violin was then sold to English violinist Norbert Brennan. In 2001, the violin came up for sale again, and it was back in the dealership of J&A Beer. It was about to be sold to a wealthy German as a museum piece. Joshua Bell just happened to go in to buy some new strings just before the instrument was handed over. He played the violin and he fell in love with it. He knew this instrument needed to be played, not just admired. And that night he performed it in the Albert Hall. He already had a Stradivarius, which he was able to sell in order to purchase the Gibson Huberman violin. Joshua Bell has said, "I never connected so quickly with an instrument. This is my violin. I cannot let it out of my sight." Here is Joshua Bell performing his legendary violin with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in the last movement of Bach's A minor violin concerto. Thank you. With Joshua Bell performing the last movement of Bach's A minor violin concerto with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields.